This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello. Dave's in the toilet having a big old wee.
Oh, okay. You say something else, which I hope he's not doing because we don't want to be quick. But maybe that is quick for him.
Fiona's skiving off again today.
I know, I have to go. I'm getting my twill fitting of my
what
wedding dress.
What the fuck does that mean?
Basically, they make the dress in cotton or like cheapy kind of fabric to make sure that it's like everything looks fine before they go and do it with the more expensive stuff, because like you don't want to make
like a waste.
I know, but it's a thing. Like it's just say if no, not that my dress can be mad
about her wedding. She's getting a wedding fit.
I'm getting married shortly. I've stopped measuring the time because it stressed me out in like a month. But they could do it in this just because say if the dress is all made and you see a mistake in it then. That's like, that you know, wonderful. He can cut all this apart and probably use it again for someone else. It's just like to do a mock-up of the dress and then he goes and makes it for real.
How many more trips to Cork are you going to have to do?
This one more after this. I know, but like, what the fuck would I have worn otherwise? I keep thinking this, like, I really don't know like what I was going to end up in, to be honest, just because I was not organised and I didn't really like any of the wedding dress shops that I went to.
I suppose this is really nice because you know that like this is yours, like it's been made for you.
Yeah, no, it's really, really
cool.
Can
I ask?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know. Oh. This is why. No, guys, I'm scared. So the last time I was down, I was like, will I give you a deposit? Because I was like, Grant, that'll give me an idea. Yeah. And he was like, no, don't worry about it.
Deposit would yeah, so like I could work it out. Something.
I don't know how much it's going to cost.
That's
so I'm
terrifying.
A little bit scared.
No, that's quite scary.
Yeah, but
I don't even have a ballpark. Like,
I think it's not going to be too much. Because
what's not too much?
Like, well, his daughter said originally when it was like, oh, I'll get the fabric and he can make it because he's doing me a favor. Like he was so like it was potentially going to be I'd get the fabric and he'd make it because it's a simple dress. She was like, his labor would be like 200-300 euro because he's going to put it together really quickly. But now I don't know like what the fabric's going to be. Obviously if it's like it's going to be, I'd say it's going to be about 1,000. I'd be happy with 1,000.
Jesus Christ,
I know it's mad. But people get their dress made and it's like 3 grand.
Yeah.
Or like I tried on dresses in a shop and she like wrote down the details of some of them for me and was like, there they are for you to have them all over. 6 grand one of them was.
I like
six.
When it's like in negotiations, I'm going to write the offer on this piece of folded paper.
That's literally it. Like they cannot say that amount out loud, I guess, because it's just
crazy.
Bonkers. She put them in a little envelope for me. I was like, I won't be purchasing one of them, but thank you so much. But yeah, I feel like I'm hoping it's gonna
what
be
part of Cork are they in? Do you have to
Cork City
far? Oh,
no, Cork City is grand. On a
planning meeting.
Can
we guess on the get people to guess like a sweepstake on the show tomorrow
how much
is the dress is going to be, and then when you find it out they win an invite to your wedding.
Absolutely not. We are stuffed to the gills with these fucking like how many
table
I had to meet the girl in where I'm getting married and tell her our numbers and she was like, oh right. She was like, you said it was a lot less than that. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't even know who the fuck they are. I don't know who is coming. Like the numbers, I guess we both have big families, but it's just insane like how they add up. So no to that.
But can we do the sweepstake with a different prize?
They can get something else. They can come today too.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there, hope you're good.
Hey, what's
good
happening?
Morning.
Happy Monday. Let's do it all again.
Let's. Why not? Mm. You know what? Mm-hmm. I suppose we might as well.
Ah, yeah. While we're here.
Do we have a choice?
No. And we don't really have anything else to be doing, in fairness.
You say that.
Mm.
I was really enjoying that sleep.
Yeah,
I was having a great sleep.
It was a good one now.
Yeah,
I will say. Didn't wake up once.
Yeah.
I know, look, I've lived in Dublin since 2019. I love living here. But yesterday morning, I woke up my parents' house at about 8:30. The sun was beating in the window. And I have an 8-month-old puppy who's just so full of energy. Anyway, I just woke up my partner. He was kind of awake anyway. Not that mean. And I was like, before we even brush our teeth, do you want to go to the beach? And he was like, let's just get up and leave now, kind of a thing. Yeah. Like within 3 minutes, we were on the beach.
Oh, so nice.
I was like,
what time was it?
It's about 20 to 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And what was with the notion?
Why the notion? Yeah. Just
did you have a dream about the beach? Were you like,
no, I just knew it was so close to where I woke up.
Yeah,
and
you
I just
know
thought,
you're close,
you know what?
You can just get there.
And you know why else? Because at 9 o'clock, all the local horse trainers exercise the horses on the beach, and I knew I couldn't bring the dog then.
Right, okay.
Okay, you gotta get in before the
horses. Gotta get in before the horses. See, different mind frame, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd be in Dublin being like, geez, I need to get in before the Rottweiler, because I know that they come in around 8 to the dog park. But like, you're like, geez, must mind the horses now. They come down to the beach around 9.
I just think if you want that, you just need to work harder and live in Clontarf.
And
or Sandy
went. Get yourself to Sandy Cove. It's not hard.
Right. Yeah, not hard. It's not. No.
I have a new favourite TikTok account. Came across it over the weekend, and I cannot stop watching it. It's kind of crazy. It's one of those like.
It's kind of crazy, guys.
It's so random.
I'm just kind of a quirky guy.
But I feel like my TikTok algorithm is just so different to most people's.
No, you're not like the other girls.
I'm not like the other girls. I'm just wacky and wild and wonderful. But I feel like. Whenever I'm with my girlfriend and I'm looking at her TikTok algorithm and it's just like singing videos or baby videos or dog videos and stuff like that. And then I go on mine and I'm like, oh, it's unhinged. It's not well. And the only person who I really connect with on TikTok is Callum, because his is even weirder somehow. So when I come across this account, I was like, right, straight to Callum, and we both fell in love instantly, right? This guy's name is Marcus Pork.
Okay.
He calls himself a fashion designer, promotes his own clothing line. It's t-shirts and hoodies and hats, etc. They all have funny drawings that have, you know, the drawings from him for very specific moments in your life.
Okay.
For example, if you ever become a widow, he has a t-shirt for that.
Wow.
That
says,
fab.
I'm a widow bit sad.
Oh, that's what you need in that moment, isn't it?
It's quite good.
Bit sad, not too sad.
And it's anxiety, boy, summer. Let's lie on the beach and worry about being liked.
Very good.
Yeah. I really, really like this.
That's long for a t-shirt.
It is, but he's quite a woke guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, on his website, which is marcuspork.com.
God, you're really giving him the love this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I think he deserves it, but you can shop by disability. Right,
okay.
So you can go and just kind of go through it. So if he has t-shirts for ADHD, anxiety, bipolar, diabetes, epilepsy, religion is in there as well.
Lovely.
Schizophrenia, he's got it all.
That's amazing. That's actually incredibly cool. I've never seen things listed like that.
Inclusive.
That's much more fun in terms of a category listing that you'd find on any of the online. Do you know what I mean? Like
shoes,
layered jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I want to go into the very clear disability of being poor. So, perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, he has everything.
Yeah,
there's something for everyone. But
I really hope the stuff in the being poor section is very affordable.
I hope it is as well. That's a really, really good point, actually. No, it's still the exact same price.
Okay. It's going to be like
$20.
That Paris Hilton
t-shirt is,
like, stop being poor.
Yeah, the t-shirt is a photo of him that he's drawn himself. And he said, sorry, I can't afford that. I'm infected with poor.
Okay, fair enough.
Very good.
Right.
But the reason I like him is not for his t-shirts, it's for his TikTok account. He puts up the most bizarre videos. The man is easily 65. It has in his bio that he's 32.
Okay.
I don't believe him.
Good man, Marcus.
He does videos, and sometimes he does motivational videos, but always topical. He has one for Halloween as we come into October.
I do not believe in ghosts or a goblin ghoul. The only thing I believe in is myself.
That's Marcus Pork.
That is the voice of a 32-year-old man.
Yeah, so you'd think so. So we usually promote some sort of item of clothing that are related to the video you just watched. For example, if you've just become pregnant, maybe this is for you.
Send this to a pregnant. Congratulations. Or, I'm sorry, your belly has become an infant apartment and you are the landlord. You should wear this fashion I designed. It's Prego cloth. Time to be infected with baby.
Oh my God.
It's Prego clock, time to be infected with baby.
So send this to a pregnant.
I know.
It's very gender inclusive.
It is, but the reason I came across Marcus Pork is because he's a little trickster, right? He knows how to get me hooked. He knows my TikTok algorithm. As a guy, one of my favourite things is watching people on TikTok break stuff or destroy stuff or throw stuff from really, really high heights to see it smash onto the ground or into water. So I was watching a video of a guy throwing a giant rock off the side of a cliff, and it was just about to make a big splash. And there I am watching it. I'm thinking, I can't wait for this rock to hit the ocean. And just before it does it, boom.
You have just been Marcus Pork. You have been Marcus Pork. You thought you were watching a rock fall, and then I surprised you. You have been Marcus Pork.
Excellent. Brian, that yeah. is brilliant.
I was Marcus Pork, and I was happy about it.
I think I've been Marcus Pork.
So we sent it to Callum, and then that's all our relationship is now, is just Marcus Pork with you.
That's beautiful, enough. Guys.
What more do you need, really?
Morning, what's going on?
Got tatted up over the weekend.
I saw on your Instagram, yeah.
So my boyfriend Jack was booked in for a tattoo with the girl who tends to always do my tattoos. She's based in Waterford. We were going to be in Waterford anyway. So there were only tiny little tattoos, so I booked her in for a few minutes. But like, it's funny because, I used to be very, what would you say, like pedantic and like, well, put a huge amount of thought into exactly what I wanted and where yeah. I wanted it, what size I wanted it and everything. And I'd kind of overthink that for a while. Mm. But I just knew that Jack had a booking and I was like, oh, I want to get something while I'm there.
That is kind of cool. I feel like I'd never make a booking myself, but if I would just happen to be in a tattoo shop, I'd be like, oh, I'll get some.
Yeah, it's
whereas
a good
some
way
people
to do it.
Would really like over like analyze, and naturally you should, yeah. I guess, because it's going to be inked on your body for, well, ever, mm-hmm. Unless you get it removed. But you know what I mean? But I feel like I'm just at the point of like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Especially because I really like Sarah, this girl who does my tattoos in Waterford. I just know she'd never mess it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was like on the way down trying to think what would take like 10 minutes and be really nice. And I've always kind of wanted the word "grow" written on me. I've seen it, like, there was actually a girl walking up Drury Street a few weeks ago, and whatever way she was walking, it was on the back of her arm, and it was just really lovely, really well done. But I was just thinking, like, what could I do to make that like a little bit more, do you know, not like Times New Roman.
I should think like that would be really cool.
I rang my sister and I was like, I have this 6-year-old niece, Florence, who I just adore, right? So I just said, would you get Florence to write the word "grow" for me? And I don't mind if it's messy or whatever. Just send it back to me or whatever. And so obviously she went and explained this to Florence. Like, Emma's going to get a tattoo. Would you just write this? And your handwriting's going to be on
so
it forever
cute.
Or whatever. So she was giving it her best shot. Apparently she did a few attempts.
Stop, that's adorable.
But then the photo that arrived from my sister was "Grow" by Florence.
Yeah.
But underneath that she'd written, or on top of that or whatever, she'd written, "I love you." And she, my sister said, she said, please tell her to get both.
Oh, God.
She's so cheeky. Like,
so cheeky.
Like, honestly, you give her an inch, that one will take 10 miles.
It takes a mile, right?
So get both, for God's sake. Grow wasn't enough. Like,
I mean, imagine given, like, you know, the liberty, like, you're going to be tatted on me forever. And it's like, not enough.
She woke up this morning not realizing this was going to be a thing. Gets the text and she's like, I want more.
Yeah, like, before you know it, like, one of her stitch drawings, I was like, tell her that's enough now. I don't want, like...
Emma, I've written an essay. Yeah. No, you're fine. Thanks, Florence.
You owe me 50 quid.
So I walk in with no intention of getting the "I love you" and just the "grow." But as I'm kind of sitting there, Sarah, my tattoo artist, like, is that the "grow" thing took like all of 3 minutes to do. You know, it was like a tracing job and get it on done. And I was like, Asher,
on
the "I love you" as well.
God's sake.
Oh,
I don't want to see it.
And I'm looking at my arms. And I quite like it, but I get that you hate it, guys.
No, it's just a lot. It's a lot at once.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a lot at once, yeah.
But I love the idea. I think it's very, very cute.
But you don't like it?
No, I do like it.
Right.
I do like it, but it's
I
just
love
zero
Fiona's
to...
lying voice.
No, I do like it.
I really like it, but I would be feeling right now, I'd be like, that is a lot of text from my niece that I didn't have on me yesterday, for example.
I understand. Well, let me just say, do we like the "grow"?
"Grow" is
love
very
it.
Nice.
Yeah. And
we like the way it's like not perfect.
It's
very that's
cool.
The best thing about it.
Yeah.
And
I hate it. Yeah. No, I
hate
genuinely,
it.
It's my least favourite thing in the world.
Your least favourite thing in the world?
Yeah, I hate it.
Okay.
I hate it. I love the "grow."
Can I ask what it is about the "I love you" that you don't like?
It's multiple things.
Okay, start. Let's read them out.
I think when I look down and it says "I love you," I'm like, I'm not thinking, oh, Florence wrote that and she's saying that to me. I'm like, am I saying that to myself or what's going on? And if I'm looking at you, I'm like, is that her saying that to herself?
Oh, Jesus, I never even thought of that. Why would she even unlock that fear
in me? That's good. That's a positive. No, message for yourself every morning.
Anyone who meets me is walking around going, geez, that girl loves herself. She's even getting a tattoo in her arm.
And she has very childlike handwriting.
Jesus, no, what have you done?
Genuinely, I love it.
She's trying
really,
to wash
really
it off.
That's how tattoos work.
What?
That's not my name.
Welcome on into That's Not My Name. This is the game that with no hints or clues, we do our very best to guess your name. And we've had quite a lot of success on this game recently, after quite a dry spell, to say the very least.
I did it last week.
Yes, he sure did.
I did. I was the best.
I think this is going to be my week.
What's going to happen here is, well, basically you've been sending in voice notes with your name on WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. The only person in the room who's heard those, just to keep sure, make sure everything's in check, is producer Callum. You're going to hear the voice notes. We're going to guess players' names. So let's get our headphones off and
headphones
get this thing
off.
Going.
My name's Laura.
Player one, let's have some fun.
How are you, player one?
I'm player one.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Let's try and guess your name, will we? Okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
Kicking off with player one, is your name Aisling?
That was my guess.
That's not my name.
That's weird.
That's so weird.
That's weird.
That's
crap.
Really weird.
By both.
Okay. all right, player two, is your name... Ooh, let's go with Niamh.
That's not my name. Ah.
Okay, player one, I'm going to take this home. Is your name Shauna?
That's not my name.
Ah, player one, reveal yourself. Name. What's your name?
My name is Laura.
Laura. Ah,
I swear on my...
No, don't.
No. I swear on my life, as sure as I'm sitting here now, I said, well, I go with my sister's name, Laura.
No.
Swear down, Laura.
Damn it.
Well, you didn't.
I didn't. No, I didn't. I went, yeah, oh, for God's sake. Okay, Laura, have a lovely day. So sorry.
Sorry, Laura.
You too. Bye.
Good luck, Laura. Bye.
I swear.
I enjoy that. No, don't. Don't even mention it.
Do you know what? The lesson here, go with your gut, guys. Go with your gut. All right.
Allegedly. I never know which one's my gut and which one's my head. I'm not really good.
Well, there's just no logic to it. Like, you're just throwing spaghetti at a wall.
Do you sometimes
for you guys?
But do you sometimes think your gut is like that feeling in your belly?
That's spoken by someone who's never won.
Literally. I hate this.
Okay, headphones off again then.
Headphones
Hi,
off.
Guys. My name is Niall.
Player two, I want to speak to you.
Ooh. How are you, player two?
I'm good.
Okay, hey. You're a guy.
Hmm.
That doesn't really work because I had girl names in my head.
Do the boy version.
Do the boy version. Okay. Here we go. Is your name? Let's go. Is your name David?
That's not my name.
Oh.
Okay, player two. Is your name Keith?
That's not my name.
Okay, player two. Is your name Matt?
That's not my name.
Player two, go on, reveal yourself.
My name is Niall.
Niall.
That's Niall.
Obviously, your name is Niall. I'm sorry, Niall. Have a great one.
Have a great day, Niall.
Don't worry.
Bye, Niall.
Guys, we're not magic. We can only do our best.
No, listen. Do you know what? I think, right, for next week, right, I have a new way of, helping us, right? I think we need to guess the shorter name of a name. So, like, last week, I won by guessing... Well, no, I did say
Anthony.
You
did the long version.
I did say the long version. But if we guess the short name, then it's most likely to be that or something. Do you know what I mean? Am I onto something here?
You could say, is your name Ad? And it could be Adam, but I can't think what else.
Adser.
Yeah. Is your name Shaz? Jur? It could be Gerald or Jury, but
yeah,
that's all the
Shaz,
same.
Yeah, Shaz, because it could be Shanine, it could be Shauna, it could be...
Yeah. Okay.
Shaz, it could be Charlene.
It could be Emily or Emma.
Yeah.
Yes, M is good.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Not a name and completely cheating the game, but
Fee?
I'm okay with that if you are.
What
okay.
else you got apart from Fiona with Fee?
Philomena.
Finley.
Yeah. And Fidelma. All the nuns at my secondary school.
We're with us just after 7. I was telling you that my boyfriend was getting a tattoo the other day, and then I got jealous and I got FOMO and I was like, I want a tattoo as well.
Yeah.
And we knew we had a little appointment with the girl who often has always done my tattoos. She's based in Waterford. We were in Waterford anyway, etc. So I said, do you know what now? I might get a small little tattoo. A girl in front of me walking down Drury Street over the summer had this lovely little graw tattoo, just the three letters on the back of her arm, and I was like, that's so nice.
And the tattoos on the back of the arm so cool.
So nice.
Yeah, so cool.
In my head, I'm like, you need to have good arms for them, and I don't. So
I
haven't gone to the back of the arm just yet.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
You're gorgeous.
But I was thinking...
From the front of your arms to the back.
Thanks, son. And that's quite a stretch, trust me. They go on a while.
Shut up.
I was on the way down in the car anyway, and I was like, what could I do? Again, this was very last minute. I was like, maybe I'll get my niece to write graw for me.
Yeah, so cute.
Just make it a bit more meaningful.
Really original and creative, to be fair.
Are you doing sarcastic?
No, I genuinely think that was cute.
You sounded like you were real.
No, sorry. You didn't just want graw. You were like, no, it should be a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
There should be graw behind it.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I genuinely really like that.
So I rang my sister and said, would you ask Florence, my six-year-old niece, to write the word graw for me? And what she sent me back was graw, and my niece had also written, I love you. And my sister had written, Florence said she wants you to get both.
She's milking it now.
Your sister is that's too much. Like, yeah, your sister shouldn't have said that.
So
she should have went, no, Florence, we're cropping this now.
So what happened? Of course, I'm a sucker. I went, sure, I'll get both.
Oh,
and Dave hates them.
I don't hate the graw.
Okay,
I love the graw.
He hates the I love you. What a cold man.
And
he also now makes me overthink everything because he said, it looks like you're just like on your arm, it says I love you as in you love yourself. And that's not good for my mental health this morning. But anyway.
Although it is good to love yourself.
You're right, but not to have it written on your arm. Anyway.
We put it to the vote as we always do.
It's on Instagram. If you want to have a look at our Insta stories, you can see the I love you and the grow. And if you hate it, that's fine. Nothing I can do about it now.
At official spin 103.8, we put it up. Emma got her 6-year-old niece to make her 2 new tattoos. The thumbs up has 81%. Oh, people love it. People love it, Emma.
I don't want to check back in at all. That'll do fine.
That's plenty.
I don't want the averages across the day. I don't want the averages people having a coffee and actually woken up and thought about things.
People love your tattoo.
Thank you, thank you. I love that these opinions are coming from a guy who has the spin logo on his arm, by the way.
Yeah, I'm
a company man. I'm not a family man. Okay?
I'm keeping quiet because I have YOLO tattooed on my finger. So I'm not going to
honestly,
be
the second we ended that talking about that, I was like, how are we slagging your tattoo and not having a look at Fiona?
Fiona has a little moustache on her
finger. We slag Fiona's tattoo next.
103.8. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey, hope you're well.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. Do you know what? Like, whenever I visit my granny, I'm always just like, oh, tell me about, you know, the war. Tell me about when this happened in your life back in the 50s or the 60s or whatever it is. Tell me about what's going, you know, what happened with her. I just realized I am living for myself to have kids and for them to ask me what the pandemic was like.
I am
living for it.
I know.
Because I took photos during the pandemic of different things that was going on, and then I also wrote down all the cases each day for like a full-blown year.
That's literally what my granny did every day.
I was like, this is history. I wrote it down like every day for like a year, like how much the cases were and like if there was any problems that. This day 5 years ago, I was just going back on my phone and I was getting a test to see if I had COVID, an antigen or it wasn't an antigen. What was it called?
Like when you actually had to go
when
in.
When you had
somewhere.
To go in, yeah. But do you remember it was drive-through?
Oh, it was awful.
And I took a photo and it was 5 years ago and there's the army just there.
Yes.
And then in there is this little hut where all the scientists were to like
absolutely
test to see
insane
if you had COVID. So you go in and some woman in a pure hazmat suit comes up to you and she's like, how are you, hon? Yeah, open your mouth there and I'm going to shove this up your nose as well. Grant, and just drive around there and we'll get your, you know,
like,
and then off
hell
you go and we'll text you later on if you have COVID.
I'm obsessed with like the army bros and the scientist nerds having to like work together. Truly, the Irish army has never worked harder than in the pandemic.
Did they ever come together?
They you know must have, I mean? Because must they be were probably all there. Because they were all frontline workers. They were probably all like, let's just have the crack.
Yeah. I remember one day when you couldn't go, I don't know, it was obviously changing by the minute, but at one point you couldn't go outside like 3 kilometres or whatever, like really, really small distance. And me and my housemate at the time were just trying to go for like a little spin, we saw a checkpoint and we would have been like
checkpoint. Like, do you remember that?
We would have been like 100 metres outside the zone and she was like, Emma, it's fine, just drive on. And I was like, no, I have to do a U-turn.
Oh my God, I can't.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
So I want to talk to you about something very dangerous I did over the weekend.
Oh, you mad thing.
Yeah. You know, like I would compare it to skydiving. Or do you know when people get in those cages with sharks? Yeah. Just like really kind of taking my life into
normally,
my own hands.
If it's fair to say, like, you know, you love going out, but you like being home at 10 o'clock.
I like to take it pretty handy.
Yeah.
You know?
You like your hot water bottle.
I
like
love
coziness.
My hot water bottle.
You like dealing with your rose bush on a Sunday.
I do. That is an actual rose bush, you listening. It's not a euphemism for anything else. It's actual
not
flowers.
Not just having a nice El Sunday.
I do that. There's time for everything on a Sunday. That's the beauty. But on Saturday, early evening, I'm going to say, I took my life into my own hands.
Wow.
And I took the bins out.
Oh, you genuine soldier.
I'm so brave.
I can't do that.
No, I know. It's scary.
When you say, like, do you mean roll it out into the front?
No, you took the bin out of the bin in your kitchen and put it outside. It actually wasn't even in the bin. It was Dwayne, my partner, had emptied out some smelly stuff out of the fridge. I normally wouldn't even do this, but he'd emptied out some smelly stuff out of the fridge because he had friends visiting and he forgot to bring it out to the bin with him. So I got home and I was like, don't worry, household. I'll take that out to the bin. I'll step up.
I refuse.
Okay? I tried to be brave. Walk out to the front door.
Oh God, well done, Fiona.
That's not even the scary part. I fall. I go over on my ankle and I fall on my arse.
Oh no.
Thank God the car is in the driveway blocking me from view, because there was like a stop go like roadworks outside my house for the entire time, so many people would have seen this.
People thought it was a magic car. That woman's just after walking behind the car. And she never
did the step trick. I fell, all the wheelie bins like rattled, because I obviously fell, and it was kind of like bowling pins, like the black, the brown, the green. And like, I actually haven't fallen in years.
Do you know what? It's a scary thing when it happens.
Yeah.
You feel very vulnerable.
Oh my God, I'm going to tell everyone, oh, Fiona had a fall.
No, it's giving.
Like, oh, she had a fall.
When you get to a certain age, it's not I fell, it's I had a fall.
I had a fall.
I took a fall. God forbid.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a tumble.
It's not like I fell over. It's, yeah. She had a bit of a fall.
And I think I actually was like, oh. Like, I think I let out a yell.
Oh, no, she's nervous as well. After the fall, she's a bit nervous.
I'm a bit shocked. I am a bit shocked.
She's like, you know, I think what it's the shock.
Do you know what it is, Dave? She's lost her confidence now.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah. It, you know, and that'll ruin her. The confidence is gone.
And sometimes it's after a fall, it takes a while for the confidence to come back. So you just need to take your time. And do you know what, Fiona? Fiona, as you work on your confidence, just use the stick. Fiona, there is no shame in using
it. You don't look old at all.
There's no shame in it. Don't let your pride step in the way of your safety. Use your stick.
She'll be fine. She'll be
fine. Safety first. And I'm going to have one of those alarms around my neck.
Fiona.
Straight to Dwayne.
There's no,
get home now.
There's no shame in a pair of Skechers.
Okay? I think that's what I need, more supportive soles. I wasn't even wearing my platform Crocs. I was just wearing normal slippers. And do you know when you're like, can I get up? Like, is this okay?
You remind me of when I fell and went over my ankle in someone's driveway.
Yeah, but
it
at
was
least
terrible.
Oh, I forgot about the driveway.
Well,
I just remembered.
Well.
I remembered when you were
fall. Yeah,
I was honestly thinking of you when I fell, and I was like, at least Emma was up the mountains. I'm in my front garden.
I fell twice. One into someone's driveway on gravel.
Okay,
and that was embarrassing because, you know, gravel's
an uncertain terrain.
Honestly, having been through now, Fiona, it does take a while to get the confidence back. You know, but you have to power on.
Mother of God.
You have to be brave about it.
No,
we are getting sacked in the morning.
I'll get the stick. I'll get the whistle. Will I get a whistle or an alarm? Whistle for help. Anyway, what more can I say?
I've had a bit of a tumble.
Is it swollen to bits?
It's swollen, but it's not that sore.
It's like
I'm
when I went to that
brave
wedding with Jack with like a big tennis ball hanging off.
And I've
my
got a
foot
wedding on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, we're so sexy. Lads, it's all getting really excited and it's all getting really busy behind the scenes here, because something big is happening next Thursday. That is the 9th of October. And you're all invited.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Let's bring this back. Oh, God. Come on, Fiona. Be excited.
She's really buying
into this. Oh, God.
To bring you back, and in case you don't know, Fiona gets married really soon. She gets married in her early November. It's not long coming around at all. And
it's not for the show as well. This is in her personal life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually
yeah.
Get married.
No, for real.
Someone wants her, lads. Mad, isn't it?
And she's had loads of different trials and tribulations to face when it comes to organising a wedding. You listening have helped her out loads across the last few months.
You
but
really
one thing
have.
That was mentioned kind of casually during all these trials and tribulations about Fiona's wedding, she just kind of mentioned on air, yeah, I'm not doing a hen, just too stressful, I'm just not going to do a hen. And that kind of bothered Dave and I, because we were like, that's kind of sad.
These are
for
things
Fiona,
you should remember, like back in, like when you're married for 10 years, what are you going to have? What memories?
I guess,
you know what I mean?
Maybe the wedding.
The love will be gone. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You want to remember the good times.
That's barely hanging on, to be honest.
So we decided to take matters into our own hands and not just throw a hen, but throw a hag party so that the lads are welcome too. It's a stag and a hen all wrapped up in one.
Because
of woke, yeah. I felt like, you know what I mean? If we're going to invite people, it can't just be girls that we're inviting. I know it's a hen, but we'll put on a hag. We'll do some manly things too.
No, I kind of love that.
Yeah.
All genders welcome. It's going to be a great crack. And we would like you to come. We've loads to tell you about what's happening on the night. We'll get to that. But for now, if you're interested, send us a hen or stag emoji of your choice, okay? And I'm not just talking about a hen or a stag. I'm talking about, like, things, you know?
You know,
we're offering that over to the stags, because when we've given them free rein previously, they've gotten pretty crazy. So I think I know what emoji we're going
to
get.
If you'd like to come to Fiona's hag party with myself and Dave and loads of others next Thursday, so Thursday week, the 9th of October, drop us an emoji of your choice now, but think of a hag, a stag or a hen party. 087-711-1038.
I think on like the new like iPhones, you can combine two emojis.
You can, I think, yeah.
So you can combine like a stag and a hen.
Well, do you know what?
So it's going to be like a sad aubergine.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
The reason that I'm getting to, I'm even bringing up the emojis is, I remember I was on one of these island trips a couple of, last year. I was on Whiddy Island. Anyway, basically a hen arrived and on the picnic bench next to us, they were playing this emoji game.
Oh yeah.
And basically they had to put together like, say for example, honey and a moon, and they were all trying to work out, it was the fastest
honeymoon,
first.
Very good.
Exactly. Yeah. They were all kind of related to that. And Dave, you've not been on a hen before.
Never.
Kind of naturally. So with that in mind, I'd like to play a little game of like emoji Pictionary, but an audio version, so bear with me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I love it.
And I'd like you to try and just get yourself kind of versed up in the things that you'll experience on the hen. So this might be a game, we'll see. This is pretty easy, just to get you ready. Have a listen. It's hen, hag, stag related. Emoji one, Fiona and Dave, what is that?
Cow, moo.
Close, keep going.
Cow, moo, butter.
Goat?
It's a stag, silly.
Who's ever heard a stag?
I genuinely thought that was a cow. Okay, stag, of course.
Okay, this one. Come on, please.
That'd be a hen.
Be a hen.
That would be a hen. Okay, grand. We've got three rounds to get through.
Oh,
this is where
I
get serious. That was just the practice.
Oh, crap.
Have a listen to emoji number one.
Crash sniff.
A crash sniff, okay. That's...
Is that a big thing in a hen?
Oh, totally. We're always crash sniffing. Is it someone sucking a beverage through a willy straw?
It's not. Have a listen again.
Do you know the trays in an oven?
Yeah.
Sounds like they're falling.
And that's a huge part of any hen. I don't know.
For the last time. What palaver?
Like a cash register and then someone drinking the drink?
It's a toast, you silly people.
Oh, a toast. Oh, and that was the butter spreading.
Yeah.
Very good.
Oh, hungry now.
Here we go. Emoji number two. I knew this was a risky game to play.
No, it's fun.
Phone angry. Phone roar.
Phone roar.
Sounds like my mother-in-law. Am I right? Am I something right? Like that.
No. Think what's happening there.
Tone dial.
Monster call. Oh wait, sorry. I forgot. I actually forgot what game we're playing. Dial roar. Dial roar. Ring roar. Ring roar.
Ring. Ring what?
Ring.
Ring growl. Ring.
Ring bearer.
Ring bearer.
Ring bearer. My Black. God. I wasn't going to bring this one, but I think it's more easy. Have a listen.
What's with all the phone dials?
Hey, what's happening?
If you're all ring.
Rings.
No. What's happening there?
Three rings.
Jesus, mother. Cash machine. Jesus. Dial.
No, engage.
Yes! I have to admit, I kind of forgot what the game was halfway through that. So I forgot about the emojiness of it, but it was very good.
All I can say to you listening is I swear the games will be better on the night.
No, that was fun. We were just
I enjoyed
bad.
That. I enjoyed
we'll
that.
We'll have help on
Two
the
out of three. I did brilliantly.
And I was there too.
Thursday, the 9th of October, we are dying for you to come to Fiona's Hag Party. Everybody's welcome. We'll give you the details really soon. Register your interest for now by any hag or hen or stag emoji of your choice on WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Just so you know, there was a sound effect of Usher saying yeah, because Usher.
Usher. Oh, yeah.
And then I was all out of ideas.
Another
it's Kingfisher now. You're listening to Spin.
Lads, I finally did it. I finally went and got myself a big telly.
Go on,
wow.
Dave.
And I'm buzzing.
Oh,
now,
that's lovely.
I didn't really pay for it myself. My dad went and got a new telly. Reason
got his
being.
Old school one.
Yes,
I got
please,
his old school
please
one.
Say the reason.
The reason is the most ridiculous reason. And Dad, I'm sorry for listening, but I feel like you need to be called out for it. Dad was watching The Crown, and sometimes the scenes in The Crown are a bit dark, as in like visually.
Yeah.
They weren't dark enough, he said. Sometimes the blackness
yeah.
of like the curtains or whatever was navy as opposed yeah. to dark. So he wanted an ultra HD QLED, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
He wanted a high quality telly, right?
God, he's really into the royals and you know, getting them getting them shown accurately.
I think he wanted the right colour. He wanted good colour as well.
Because
right.
He said the royals Cup, are more sombre than yeah. that.
So the Ryder Cup was on over the weekend and he wanted to really see that golf ball.
Right. Yeah.
So we went and he got a new telly and I was like...
Well, you're happy out, aren't you?
I was like, buzzing. Grand. I was like, can I get your old telly?
I don't mind your
like,
navy screen, your navy black screen.
Yeah, but I was like, can I get your old telly? And he was like, yeah, no bother, 250. And I was like, right, fine. So I went and I picked up the telly. And I'll tell you about that later in the week because that was a whole thing in itself.
Okay.
But I got the telly and I was like, I was driving home and I was meant to go straight to my girlfriend Pippa's. And I rang her and I said, listen, to be honest... I can't think of anything else other than the telly in the back of my car.
Of course.
I can't come to yours until later. Like, do you know what I mean? I need to go home and be with this telly.
I understand.
Yeah, you need like, to have your moment.
I need
with
to have
the telly.
Moment.
It's like when my parents got a puppy when I was 17. I didn't want to see my friends or go to discos for weeks. I was like, sorry, I just need to be with my puppy. Yeah.
But it's the same with a telly.
Yeah, a non-living, breathing thing.
You need to cuddle.
Same. So I went telly. Home and I took the miniature iPad-looking television off the wall. And I was like, right... I wonder, and I was like, I'll take off the telly off the wall, the old one, and put the and I'll just put the new one beside, just beside the fireplace there, underneath the where the telly's gone, just so when my housemates come home the next day, we can put it up together.
Yeah,
and it'll be ready.
And you know what? I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
And then
you wanted to show them like that it was there, and like you wanted them to take note of the old telly versus the new one.
Yeah, you wanted
all the flowers. Like,
well, but then I thought
I'd be the same man.
But then I thought, well, wouldn't it be lovely if they came home and it was up?
Oh wow, Dave!
Oh God, so, right. That's totally my theory in the bin.
So I took off the smaller telly, and then I went and I took the bracket off the smaller telly.
Oh my God, bracket small.
I was about to put it on the new 55-inch massive telly. It's like being in a pub. It's unreal. And so I went to put the bracket on the thing. Wrong screws.
Wow.
And I said, "Don't worry, Dave. This was always going to be a thing. It was always going to have some sort of obstacle."
Yeah.
It was a Friday. It was only 4 o'clock. I ring up the hardware store. I said, "Listen, if I bring a telly to you, can you tell me what size the screw I need is?" And he said, yeah, no bother. So I arrived to the hardware store.
I put the 55 inch telly back in the car. Jesus, yeah. And off you go.
Stupidly, I put it up because I didn't want to damage the screen, so I put it in like with the screen up. The screws are on the back. Do you know what I mean? So I had to then bring it to the hardware store, park the car, flip the telly, and then I was like, sorry, so can you come out and measure the screw? And he's like, I'm the only one in the office or in the shop, man. I can't leave the shop. And I was like, I'm literally parked right to the door. He's like, I can't leave. Here's a measuring tape and an Allen key.
Mm.
And he was like, just go measure it yourself. So I did it wrong 4 times.
Of course.
But anyway, he finally gives me the screws that I fit in, but they're way too long. And he's like, I'm going to need to cut these in half. Do you know what I mean? And so I had to get them cut. He takes 20 minutes to cut the thing because he's dealing with customers or whatever. I come back. He's after giving me spending like 10 minutes telling me how to measure my telly and cutting the screws for me. And then he goes, €3, please.
Sorry. I mean, that's good.
So nice. Like, unbelievable.
But also, yeah, I mean, to get little shelf hangers in a hardware a few weeks ago. Big thing for me. I haven't been in a hardware store in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like, for the sixth of them, I was like, that's a 95 cent.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
what? It's crazy.
The only affordable things left in the country.
Honestly.
Screws.
So anyway, I go back. I realise, I shouldn't to cut these in half because there's the bottom where the bottom screws go into the bracket are supposed to be long. The top ones are supposed to be short.
Oh, for God's
anyway,
sake.
It's fine.
Your
it's
man
grand.
Was probably sick of this lad in the shop talking about his telly. He's like, I'm going to mess with him.
Finally,
I'm going to saw down these screws.
Finally, I get the bracket on. I'm about to hang it up. And the sweat coming out of me, lads. I had to bring the kitchen table over to the wall and I put it on. I'd say I put it on 40 times because it wasn't right, and then it was a little bit leaning to the left, and it was a little bit coming out,
yeah.
And it was a nightmare. Don't ever mount a telly on your own because it's way more of a workout than a gym.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's absolutely insane. But anyway, it's up, it's 55 inch. I cannot stop looking at it.
Mm.
It's mwah, chef's kiss.
And how do you find the navy black screen?
It's a little bit dark now, actually. It's not dark enough, actually. I'm thinking about getting a new one.
I think you should.
But now I'm like, now because I've set that up, I'm like, what else can I do around the house?
What else can you mount?
That kitchen drawer now, that's not looking too good. I could go with that now.
DIY is fun when you can do it, I feel. Yeah, but I can't do it.
I always butcher it.
Yeah. That is the saddest song I've heard in a long time. It's Lewis Capaldi and Something in the Heavens. He plays it through Arena tonight.
It's so funny how you have an amazing ability to listen to a song and like actually take the lyrics and see what they mean. It means nothing to me.
Yeah,
you could tell me that that song was about a dead hamster, or you could tell me it was about being on the waltzers. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wouldn't have a clue.
But surely, regardless of the lyrics, the tone of that song makes you feel incredibly sad, even without him saying the saddest things I've ever heard.
No, yeah. Not even. Like,
that would be the saddest waltzers ever.
I'd go for a run.
Cry if you want to go fast.
How could you possibly run to that?
I just wouldn't. It wouldn't bother
that
me.
That makes me want to cry and go to bed.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm really depressed after that.
Yeah, I'd rather raw dog running.
No like, one does depression like Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah, no, honestly, fair play to him.
Honestly, fair play, I guess. I'm sad though. No. Make me happy, Fiona. Send me something happy.
Okay, well, it starts happy, but it's usually depressing. I was doing stand-up over the weekend. I was doing stand-up on Friday. I was meant to be doing it on Saturday as well, but as I told you, I was desperately injured while
she took a fall.
I took a fall, so I had to cancel. And there was, I'm sure we're going to be talking about this later, there was obviously loads of Americans around.
Of course.
With the big game. And yeah, I feel like usually when Americans visit, they're pretty well behaved, like, because they're so happy to be here and stuff. And I was walking to my gig, and this American man heckled me in the street.
Before you'd even start.
And I was like, hey, I'm not even on stage yet. It was with a chant from the Steelers. And it was like, we're the home of the greatest football team, or something like this. And I was like, where am I right now? Yeah. And then he starts, I was performing in Workman's, and there's a load of scaffolding outside, because obviously it's Dublin. And there was scaffolding with this like red wrap around it. And he starts like bashing it. And I was like, here, do you know the way you guys love like freedom of speech and the amendment and everything? We love scaffolding.
Yeah, don't touch
it. That is our thing. You cannot touch that. You cannot damage our scaffolding.
When you said he heckled you, I thought you got wolf whistled. It's been a while.
No, it was nothing like that. It was like a football cry. And I was like,
directed at you.
I swear to God, he looked me in the eye and did it. And I was like, bro, I'm not really a sports person.
Yeah.
Anything about Taylor and Travis, maybe. But yeah.
Interesting.
Mad. They need to be taken down a peg or two.
You were kind of going to full on watching that over the weekend, weren't you, Dave?
I was, yeah. I'm going to tell you about it later. But yeah, the Yanks, listen, we got to talk about
this. Very confident. It was like an English tour.
Very confident. Yeah.
You could see the people are probably like obviously making the trip over. You're going to stay in Ireland and travel the country for the next week or so as well. So that's pretty cool, guys.
1038. Dublin.
This
is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. How's it going? Hope you're good.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. We're doing it all again, baby. Mm-hmm. All again. Do you know what? Emma said something interesting earlier on, that there's Lewis Capaldi in the Three Arena tonight.
Honestly, we kind of forgot about that. That came around quickly, didn't it?
But you know really what else did. Came around quickly is another gig that's happening tonight. Way bigger than Lewis Capaldi.
It's
happening in a smaller venue tonight.
What one?
In the Olympia.
No, the Academy.
The Academy?
No.
What?
Yes. Wait, no.
There's no way.
It is.
It
the
has
Academy.
To.
It is the Academy.
Wasn't it upgraded to the Olympia? No. Anyway,
oh my God. We're talking about this person. The Academy.
I know.
How?
You're saying,
sorry, JoJo Siwa, by the way.
Yeah.
Is playing in the Academy. That's such a small
Isn't
venue
that absolutely
for her.
Mad. I think it's because it's her new adult career.
I know, but still, she has like 11 million followers.
I was going to say, how many followers does she
11
have?
11 point something mil.
Is the gig sold out, I wonder? Let me see if I can get
Because we, I would have loved to have her on the show.
Fiona's on an absolute spiral here trying to get herself to JoJo Siwa.
I am a big fan, but I just forgot that it was coming around.
I was
so
the same.
Quickly.
I totally forgot. I was like, oh, can we get her on the show or whatever? Yeah. And our head of music was just like, oh, we'll see. He forgot about it. I forgot about it. Producer Callum forgot about it. Fiona forgot about
That's
it.
That's what you only resale.
Oh, but you could get there, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she around Dublin already?
That's what I'm saying. She was in St. Stephen's Green yesterday.
No way.
And I seen someone on TikTok put up a photo of her and I was like, listen, on the off chance you are JoJo Siwa, or maybe you know JoJo Siwa,
part
and maybe
of the
you're
team. That's
yeah, maybe you're helping her around. Like, you know, we'd love a little chat. You'd love it
Please.
To ring in. We will drop everything for the rest of the show. Honestly, if you ring while Michaela Hayes is on, we'll still barge into Michaela Hayes' 100%. Show and be like, get out, JoJo Siwa's on the phone.
No, we'll be there.
Are you
we'll
seriously doing a massive plea for JoJo Siwa to come on the show?
Remember remember the last lads did Matt Damon? Well, we're doing JoJo Siwa.
Yeah. Dream guest on our
radio show.
Okay, no offense. You're a dream guest on our radio show.
Ah, Emma.
No, I'm up for it. Like, Benny Davis.
No, guys.
Betty Davis.
If you can do that better or you are JoJo Siwa, then let us know. 087-711-103. We will drop everything.
And then basically for messaging, and obviously, is she American?
Yeah.
So it's actually 00353-87-711-103.
Very good. Oh, very exclusive, very considerate.
It's like Ryan Tuberty reading out the number there.
All right, we need to talk about this. The three of us have kind of been watching it over the weekend, watched a couple of, ranging from one episode up to nearly finished. It's The House of Guinness.
Yes.
No spoilers.
No, there's going to be no spoilers at all. All I'm going to say is it's been getting mixed reviews. Some people have kind of been slating it slightly for maybe some historical inaccuracies.
I did watch the first episode and I kind of was a little bit like, what's going on? I felt like I know Irish history, so I was like, what is actually happening here?
Do you know what in House of Thrones? I've tried to watch that.
Game of Thrones. But they did do House of the Dragon.
They did House of the Dragon.
Sorry. No, it's crazy. But Game of Thrones, tried to start a few times and I was so confused at the beginning that I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
I feel like House of Guinness is similar in terms of like you need to like almost go to Google straight away being like, who's who? Who's the represent?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Yeah.
When is this set? Vibes.
There was a few times I was watching it with my boyfriend Dwayne and he'd be like, what's going on? Pause it. And I'd pause and I'd say what I think is going on and then I'd just quietly be to myself, I really hope that's right because I don't know.
I hate when someone asks me a question like that and I'm like, now I have to come up with the answer. Whereas I was going to ask you the same thing.
I know, that's literally what I did most of. The only thing I wasn't sure about is some protesters at the start, the first protesters before the Fenians. But it's all been...
Yeah, I was worried. I was wondering about that as well.
I think that's because drink is not good for certain religious people back in the day.
Basically, I'm on the final episode. And
how are you?
I've loved it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
I've really enjoyed it.
It's really easy watch. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
And it says at the start, like, based on real characters, but it's a work of fiction. Okay. So, like, that's giving yourself a bit of artistic license to have the crack. So, one thing that I've listened to critiquing has been the accent of Sean Rafferty, a character who's played by James Norton, who's an English actor.
Oh yeah.
Now he had said a few times he was really nervous about getting this wrong. He did a lot of hard work and he was just terrified of because obviously I'd say actors have all seen how slated you can get if you get an Irish accent wrong. Now,
it's one of the hardest accents to do.
It's very, very tough. But we need to consider, historically, the accent's a bit different. Here's a listen to the accent, anyway.
The death of your father has served to poke a stick in a hornet's nest.
That annoyed me, but then Dave called me out when I was giving out about this last week, and he was like, the accent has evolved, Emma.
Yeah, yes, Dublin accents were different back in those days. Do you know what I mean?
They were.
That sounds like Damien Broderick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That vibe, the let's get dressed guy.
Yeah, I don't know him, but
I think he sounds, and he's Irish, so he sounds exactly
the reason I think it's like a bit hairy for him is because he's a Catholic in a Protestant's world and he obviously has grown up Catholic, but now he's working with the Guinnesses and trying to be Protestant, so I think it makes sense that the accent doesn't really know itself either way.
It's just a little bit like
a little bit. Yeah.
I didn't think that was that bad at all.
But no, I'm not offended by it, but I want to talk about some what came to mind for me as some of the worst Irish accents of all time in film. Now there are a few of them. I just have kind of done a short list here. First up is Leonardo DiCaprio in Gangs of New York.
One spark and the sky is on fire. Give me the strength for what I must do to rest my father's ghost.
I don't hate that. What's wrong with
that? Don't massively hate it. I don't think it's...
It's bad.
It could be worse.
It definitely could be worse.
It's always something to do with a father's ghost as well. what is it?
Yeah, I don't think he father's ghosted as much there as you're making
out.
No, I don't think it was that bad.
Maybe I didn't get his worst clip.
I hear father's ghost, not father's ghost.
Maybe I just got a forgiving clip for him. That's my partner Dwayne's favourite film. And he says, the accent would be a bit different because they were Irish living in New York, but for me, it's terrible. Next, I don't think anyone will disagree with me. This is Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman in a film from 1992 called Far and Away.
She's got an awfully large chest to be going to church.
Shut it. Our chests are equal in the eyes of the Lord.
Oh, my God.
She goes into the confession box. She'll never come out, the little tramp.
Oh, mother
know,
of God.
I should have checked if I was allowed to do that clip. I will say, I absolutely love this film. I watched it in Stormphilia. I remember sitting down and watching this, and I was like, this is the best crack ever. But the accents are unforgivable.
That is really
I really
bad.
Hope that the your man from P.S. I Love You is going to feature here.
I've never seen P.S. I Love You.
For crying out loud.
Isn't that shocking? And the last accent is actually from a film I've never seen before either, but I knew it had to make the list. It's Emily Blunt and Jamie Dornan on Wild Mountain Thyme.
These green fields, and there's us. Whatever that is, it holds me here.
Sorry.
When he says those things.
Not normal.
I don't care.
Jamie Dornan.
Can we say Jamie Dornan is Irish?
Yeah, that's
which
shocking.
Makes it even worse. Now, he was doing like a Midlands accent, but still deeply unfair. Allegedly. Allegedly, it was meant to be a Midlands like accent.
That's, yeah, that's shocking.
That's ridiculous.
But that's how Emily Blunt has just
Pierce Brosnan did the same recently, I think.
I mean, we could do more and more of these.
Can we talk for the rest of this now, while, like an Irish accent to an American to an Irish accent?
I think we can, because I love you, Dave.
I think you're fantastic.
And I'd go to the end of the world for you as well, Emma.
And do you know what? I feel the same about yourself as well.
Ah, thanks very much.
Yeah. Is this eternity, is
I'm
it?
I'm going to ask Daddy, can I marry you?
Hey, Eddie.
Here's Alex Warren. This is Eternity on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Oh, yeah. Lads, the Yanks were in town. Mother of God.
Were they in town?
Just while the Americans were here, I just kind of... And I'm not slagging them in any way. They are... very interesting to just observe because they are so different to us. Mm-hmm. They are incredibly confident, yeah. And that's why they're so loud. They're told from their birth, hey, you could be the president of America,
yeah,
the United States.
It's and, so the opposite.
And they go, oh, all right, great. Whereas us, we'd be like, oh, she's couldn't do that. Oh, she's not couldn't do that.
I always say this because I went to drama school and there was like a load of Americans who would come and study there as well. Mm. And I always say like they taught us emotions, we taught them shame.
Really?
It's like a good crossover because like they'd come in and be like, I've been training since the age of two.
Yeah.
And we'd be like, shut up. Absolutely scarlet.
But this is the thing. And I've noticed a lot of things about them over the weekend that they were here and they are so loud. And they do things fantastically. Like the NFL, I don't know if you watched it yesterday, it looked brilliant. It was fantastic. The colours and the pageantry, all
special shout out to Lyra who did the anthem. Amazing.
And made it sound kind of American somehow.
It was a bit American.
I think it was maybe the backing
track.
But
I had goosebumps.
She did amazing. She did so well.
I thought she was incredible. But
I have to say, fill me in, because I was in Waterford visiting family. I kind of missed all the...
Well, town was manic. Absolutely manic.
Yeah.
So I just noticed a lot of things about the Americans. The things they tweeted when they were here in Ireland, the things they said while they were in town. They're obsessed with the fact that Croke Park is in the middle of a neighbourhood.
Okay.
They don't understand about like just a ground being in a residential area.
Because it is random as hell.
Because they go to like out state wherever, and then
you're on a train for an hour to get out.
And they have a giant car park. Do you know what I mean? And it's just that. So the fact that we'd be in a residential area,
that's cool. Actually,
they're very confused by it. They don't understand it as well. My housemate went for a run through town. He's training for the Dublin Marathon, and three Americans high fived him and said, "Go on, buddy."
that's nice.
You know, we're not encouraging enough. Bit of that.
But every time I do see a runner, I'm like, fair play. Will I say fair play?
Say it. Sometimes I say it out loud. If I'm driving to work and I see someone out running at that hour, I'm always like out loud going, fair play to you.
Yeah.
But like they can't hear me.
I know, but maybe we should say it.
I wonder. It's quite an American thing, isn't it? I was in the pub there with the lads on Saturday, and one of the lads came in late and he was like, oh, lads, I've just been in town and I seen an American try to get a taxi.
I know.
And he did the...
No!
And then he went, taxi! He said, I actually saw that in real life. I said, if you manage to get a taxi in Dublin to stop by going, taxi! You have unmatched aura.
Yes.
Like, that is just, if it stops for you, mwah, chef's kiss. Unbelievable.
Oh, that is hilarious.
On my way to work this morning, from the car park to the office building is about 100 metres. I saw three vomit piles.
Same! I was thinking that. I was like,
actually,
what is with the vomit this morning?
I think it's because the Americans are in town. They can't match us.
Actually, it's so funny. The three vomit piles, Dave, you got in before me, and I was actually checking my phone for a warning to be like, watch out for the vomit.
Oh my God.
Vomit everywhere this morning.
The chants need work.
Right.
Mother of God, they are bad. Like, I'm watching the Ryder Cup over the weekend, just like horrendously bad chants. But then in Croke Park, I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. Steelers. And I was like, this needs to stop because, like, it's so bad. Like, our chants are like, your ma looks like she wears a wig. Your ma looks like she wears, you know what I mean? That's our kind of vibe. And, like, there's like, I believe that we will win. Needs
to
change.
Don't say you believe anything. Yeah, that's what you'll learn while living in Ireland.
It's grim. Also, they're all giants.
They're tall.
Huge.
Yeah, we're all little like...
Yeah. Oh
that my must God, be you, with the confidence.
You little leprechauns.
Exactly.
Little leprechauns, should they say. That's, I'm still stuffed from the weekend. I genuinely mean this. I ate so well.
Oh, what did you have?
I ate so much. So basically...
Go through it in detail.
Okay, so I left Dublin on Saturday and I was on my way to my granny's and she'd said, ring me when you're leaving Dublin, and I wasn't sure why that was really important to do, so I did ring her and said, perfect, I have the oven on, there's a 3-course meal ready for you.
What kind of...
Oh jeez, there was soup for a start, and then there was a full roast.
Nice.
Even
nice.
With croquet.
Well done, Phyllis.
And then there was an apple crumble destroyed in mustard after.
Custard,
not mustard.
Mustard.
That would be disgusting.
And croquets is really interesting.
Croquets.
Apple crumble and custard is my absolute apple crumble.
And then because I only had a really short trip, I kind of asked my other family members, like my mom, my dad, and then my sister and the kids, and there's loads of kind of traipsing between houses. I said, is there any chance if everyone's free we could all just kind of meet in one house?
Yeah.
Because I only kind of have the evening.
Yeah.
They had this massive, massive curry on. I honestly, the apple crumble was still in my esophagus and I tucked into a curry. It was just unbelievable. I woke up the next morning to my parents, they had a massive fry on.
Delightful.
To say, like, nothing's moved. It's all still... I can still taste that apple crumble.
Then you're getting your money's worth.
I think so too, yeah.
Very good.
Well looked after.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Get ready. Spin 103.8's
Golden Ticket. Hey, yeah. We want to send Sophie to Fuerteventura. Oh, but thanks to sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Did you get up to much over the weekend, Sophie?
I did. I was at a wedding, so it was lovely.
Oh, fun.
Oh, very nice.
I feel like there was loads of weddings this weekend. So many, like, different
there
people
was.
I know were at all...
It's wedding season, baby.
I suppose it was, like, I mean, it's the end of September.
Yeah. Oh yeah, wedding season is probably wedding summer, season? Is it?
Is it summer or more
know.
So?
I don't know. When was the? Where was the wedding, Sophie?
It was in Dunboyne.
I had my Debs there.
Yeah, I think I went to a Debs there a couple of years back.
So
I don't want to say how many.
The best Debs.
You mean you went to a Debs with someone else a few years ago, or do you not remember where your own Debs was?
No, I went to my friend's Debs a few years ago in Dunboyne.
Very good.
The best Debs were in Dunboyne because they did like breakfast rolls at 6 a.m.
Oh, I love that.
It was so good. Sophie, my sister is also called Sophie. Do you hate being called Soph as much as she does?
No, but not too many people call me Soph, so
okay.
I don't mind a few that do.
Okay, that's good. Just in case I accidentally do call you Soph. Listen, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Sophie?
I have heard of it, but I'm not really caught up because I only either catch the start or the end of it.
No worries. Well, previously on Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. 25 seconds going to go on the clock. 5 songs and artists you need to guess. If you guess them all within the 25 seconds, you win that Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, Sophie, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, so if you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, you just shout the word swap and we'll get it out of there. And once you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Sophie?
Yep, that's perfect.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Clondalkin.
Very nice. Sophie and Clondalkin. The best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck and song one.
Thank you.
3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Stop the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso in the bag. Well done.
Very good. You got that in 4 seconds, Sophie. You've got 21 seconds remaining for 4 songs and, of course, still your swap as well.
Let's go for song 2, okay. Sophie, which remains the same artist as it has been for a while. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. She played the fiddle in an Irish
band, but she fell in love with an Ed Sheeran, man. Galway Girl.
Stop the clock. Well
Ed
done.
Ed Sheeran and Galway Girl also in the bag. Well done, Sophie.
Well done. About 5 seconds on that song. You have 16 seconds left for 3 songs, which is pretty good going, to be honest.
Yeah. Well done, Sophie. You're doing well. How are the nerves?
I'm very nervous.
Really?
You sound very, very cool. Listen, take a deep breath in and we'll go for song 3. I think you're going to know this as well. You seem young and cool. I guarantee you'll know this artist.
I am young and cool.
And it's Elvis.
All right, let's go for song three. Sophie plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house.
Do you want to swap it?
Swap if you don't know.
Yeah, swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
I feel like no one ever seems to get that song. It's always.
I thought you were young and cool.
I know it, but I just went blank.
It's hard with the name sometimes.
Gracie Abrams, and that's so true, but not to worry, it is gone.
And we have reset that clock back to 16 seconds. And my apologies, I hit you with the soap during that. But it was just because times were urgent and I wanted you to swap. But no worries, we've reset the clock. A new song's free, playing for you now shortly.
Hopefully you'll know it, Sophie. Let's play it in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You wanna guess the colour of my underwear?
You just said
it. Know what I got going on down there?
No underwear.
No
pink or all see.
No, I don't know.
Do you know the
no.
Of my brand new low.
Three. No.
Two. One.
I have no idea.
Charlie XCX. I thought you'd be all over that.
Billie Eilish in there as well.
In fact, I probably would have got the first one if I had to give myself more time. But
I guess
no, that one.
Yeah, that's all right.
The song was called Guess. Sophie. Yeah, Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish. Sophie, it wasn't to be. But listen, did you have a good time at least? Did you have fun?
I did.
Will you tell all your friends about this, or will you, you know, never mention it again because you're so embarrassed you only got to song three?
No, I'll tell everybody to try and win a holiday.
Yes. good idea.
Do
yeah,
that,
you're
exactly.
Right, Sophie.
Sophie, listen, thank you so much for playing and thank you for listening. Have a great day.
See you later.
Thank
bye,
you.
Sophie.
You
bye, bye, bye. If you want to play tomorrow, Golden in a WhatsApp.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, welcome in to what critics call the most important part of the show, the part where I get to talk about whatever I want. And lads, Dublin ated too close to the sun on Saturday.
Oh, I saw this on your Instagram story, the absolute stadium.
Oh, no. I'm Dublin 12, technically, but I saw this was happening in the Circular in Rialto. There was like a little market on, and I saw that one of my absolute favourite things that's ever happened in Dublin, Bread Man Walking, who was this guy who used to bake bread and sell it out of his kitchen. And if you ordered your loaf of bread quick enough, you'd get his air code and you'd get to go to his house on the Saturday morning and pick up your bread and maybe a few treats
as
well.
And
there'd just be people queuing with like their tote bags and their bikes outside this random house.
That is the most Dublinate thing I've
ever
heard.
Truly. But it got shut down because someone ratted him out to the council. Who is... Oh, rats out of D8.
Bread man running.
So he's done a few markets over the years, but then he said he was going to be doing in the Circular, which is walking distance to my house. We go up there sometimes because you can bring in the dog and stuff. So we arrive. The queue for Bread Man Walking is around the whole interior of the Circular pub, right down to the toilet.
Wow. And what a success story.
Yeah, seriously. And Dwayne was going to get his suits fitted for the our wedding and with all his groomsmen and stuff. So he was like, I can't stay. Like, I can't wait in this queue. So I was like, grand, I'll just stand in it by myself. The couple in front of me in the queue were having a massive fight. By the time they got to the front, they'd made up. Because the queue,
I thought you were going to say broken up.
No. They were happy. They were picking out their cheesecake. The queue has healing powers.
By the time they got to the top of the queue, they were pregnant.
That's how it works in D8, baby.
Oh, class. And was it worth the wait?
So worth it. I ordered everything because I panicked. And I am still working through it. A lot of baked goods in the house.